In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103.
8.
Woo! Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2.
Good morning! Graham's back from Spain!
Are you ready?
Give us a little bit of Spanish. You've returned from the beautiful place.
¿Cómo estás?
Did you speak any Spanish at all when you were there?
I did. I had to speak Spanish because there was a very rude waiter in one of the restaurants we were in and he wouldn't come down to take our order. So then I had to do the order in Spanish because he was looking at me like I had six heads.
And tell me this and tell me no more. I know it's a personal question.
Would you want me to do my order I did in Spanish?
Yeah, okay.
Hola. Dame un balde de Coca-Cola y un cerveza pequeño y dos Oreo milkshake con Kit milkshake.
That's a very greedy.
Y dos hamburguesas con queso con patatas fritas, por favor.
I know, okay, so I know a bit of Coca-Cola.
No.
Oreo milkshake. Why are you saying no? You said
it
Coca-Cola.
Was a vodka and Coke.
Okay, sorry about that. And then potatoes?
I ordered...
Little potato bratas?
Yeah, so one vodka and Coke, one small beer, one Kit Kat milkshake, one Oreo milkshake, and two...
Is this all for you?
No, it's my family.
Oh, sorry.
And two cheeseburgers and chips.
Lovely. Food nice in Spain?
No.
Do you know what? I really enjoyed this morning's show mainly because of Tony McGregor. He is... an absolute king.
Oh my God. It is. I'm going to say this.
He's banging.
I'm pushing the buzzer.
Yep.
This is my golden buzzer. The best thing of 2018.
Oh.
I pushed the golden
he's
buzzer. I pushed the golden buzzer. My favorite thing of 2018.
It's feel good.
Conor McGregor's owl fella, Tony. If you don't follow him, McGregor Tony is his Instagram handle. We're coming to that in just a couple of minutes. But first, how did my concussion get worse on holidays? Find out next.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This is Nathan O'Reilly.
Good morning. Welcome back, Graham.
Thank you.
Spain? Were you sitting out in the sun because
España.
You look pale?
No, I'm not a sun type of guy. I kind of hide in the shade a lot. Doesn't suit me.
What do you think would happen if I put up a tweet right now saying that I was retiring, like James Arthur? Would there be a commotion? Would it get many favourites? Would I get many new followers?
You might get a like or two, but they'd be from the bots on Twitter. Who are kind of have to do that.
I thought you said they will be from the boss.
No.
I was like, oh, that's a slap in the face.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Maroon 5, Girls Like You, with a 7-Eleven on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning. 18 degrees, very mild, very hard to sleep last night.
Very humid out there.
Oh, I did a lot of sweating last night. My boxers absolutely stank.
Have you changed the boxers?
Nah, they're all in the wash. Highs at 24 today. Going to stay dry for most of the day with showers in the evening time. But look, just back. Thanks to Nick Kay for stepping in for the last couple of days. Thursday, Friday. Went over to... Spain, Benalmadena with the old family.
This is a yearly thing, isn't it, with the O'Tools?
Yeah, so my family, they like to go to Benalmadena in the Costa del Sol, fly into Malaga Airport for the week. This year I joined them for two nights. And last week I got a concussion, ended up in A&E with Ranelagh Gaels. So I went over this year with the intention of nice relaxing days, lie out by the pool, maybe read a book. However, next thing I know, I'm surrounded by 14-year-old Spanish children screaming in a water park.
Oh, God.
Slides here, water there, Brits screaming there, Irish screaming there, Spanish students everywhere screaming. I'm like, how did I end up here? I just asked my parents, could I have a nice relaxing holiday? Now I'm going around the water park with my nephew who wants to go on every single ride.
And how are you feeling? Because obviously before you went on the trip, you had these beady eyes, you were looking at everyone.
I was scared, Nathan.
You were hearing voices. Were you hearing voices at the water park?
I was very scared because you know I'm not the strongest of swimmers.
No.
So I wouldn't be that comfortable in water, let alone... concussion as well. I didn't really know what day of the week it was. So I decided to go on maybe the less extreme ride. So first of all, very first ride I went on, it was called the Black Hole. Okay?
That seems extreme.
See, I wanted to go on the rides which had the rubber rings.
Lovely.
So at least you could be sitting inside them. So I went in one of the double rings with my nephew. He's 17 now, so he's a bigger lad
than
me.
He's a big guy. I've seen him before.
He was sitting at the back, I was sitting at the front. But it wasn't steep, it was just kind of enclosed, nothing too scary here. And I just go to him, can we not fall out at the end? Can we just make sure we don't fall and I don't hit my head of the water? He was like, grand, no worries, all good. So we're going down the right, we're picking up speed and I'm getting a bit worried. And then I see the bright lights at the end of the black hole tunnel. And I'm in the front and going, oh, here we go. We shoot out. And for some reason, my nephew Dara turns right. I turn left. And as I'm trying to not fall out off the rubber ringy, his heel smacks me on the back of the head. Oh, the very first ride, oh. I fall into the water and I'm like, oh, God, is this the end? So, and he has to go down and drag me up. My 17-year-old nephew has to drag me out of the water.
So in the last few days, you've headbutted a 6'7" man in the knee. You also banged your head off the toilet roll holder and your nephew just healed you in the back of the skull.
It's been a very difficult few days for my brain. So excuse me if anything goes wrong in the show.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We love Tony McGregor on the show. He is, of course, Conor McGregor's father. He's very charming, very charismatic. He's like Conor, but he doesn't smash up buses in New York. And if you actually watched Conor McGregor's 6-part documentary, Notorious, on RTE, everyone used to love him. I don't know if you remember the episode when he's like playing with an air rifle in the living room and Conor's mother is like, put it down, Tony, stop. And he's just swinging it around.
Do you remember the pea soup? He was making soup because he was fighting someone who was nicknamed Peahead. He goes, make some pea soup. Make some pea soup for Conor.
Well, over the weekend on Saturday, Tony posted up a video on his Instagram complaining about his experience on the dart.
Now, you can relate because you have an issue with the Lewis.
I do. Well, no, I have more of an issue with the dart. I'm a big fan of the Lewis.
Okay, sorry.
Let's hear it.
Okay, everybody, good evening. I just let you know about my travel experience on the dart this afternoon. That's the rail system that Dublin City operate. It's called the Dublin Area Rapid Transport, something like that.
Hang on a sec. I did not know the dart stood for that.
I love the way he's just letting everybody know what the dart is for his American followers.
Yeah.
The Dublin Area
Rapid Transport.
Something like that. I didn't know that.
That's what stands for. Anyway, I was nonplussed with my experience on the dart. When I got to Lansdowne Road,
Booterstown Dart Station. I'm anticipating there's a problem with the smell in Booterstown.
I tendered a brand new crisp €20 note into the automatic machine looking for a single ticket to Dunleary. They had the bloody cheek to give me back, and I'm going to show you this.
Oh, no.
Coinage. €20, €17.30.
Not a coin.
And a miserable little one-way ticket. They gave me all that coinage. I have no room to put those coins anywhere. I wear a slim fit, hand fitted Hugo Boss suit.
And that's it.
That's it. He ends with that. You kind of feel like he wants to say a little bit more, but he just ends it.
Tony, that happened to me.
Happens to people.
I put €20 in a machine in Spain to get a ticket from the airport to Benalmadena over the weekend. €210. I got €17.90 in change. Now, I did have room to put it because I wasn't wearing a slim fit Hugo Boss suit. I was wearing my €8 pennies shorts at the time. But still,
I've been on the Lewis before and I whipped out a €100 note.
Why doesn't Tony just get a leap card? It would solve all the problems.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And this is a new game we're playing. It replaces Sean or Yvonne on a Monday. We still don't really have a name for it, though.
Very exciting. We could use this name, Deal or No Done Deal.
We can't because we can't use a company's name. Looks like we're advertising.
Can we not? Okay.
It's where I pick, or Nathan picks, a random number from an advertising website, such as Done Deal, and then the other person has to try and figure out what they are selling within 5 questions. But you can ask, what are you selling?
We've been quite lenient with the questions because you popped off the question last week after 3. You went, I will take the rocking horse. So I don't know if we're really sticking by those 5.
It was a bale of hay. This week, I picked a number for Nathan. He had to give it a call and figure out what they were selling within 5 questions. Again, if you have any suggestions as to what we can call this game, 087 711 1038. This is how Nathan got on.
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
Good, thanks. I actually saw your ad online and I'm just interested in buying the thing. I just have a few questions to ask you.
Yeah, no problem, yeah.
First of all, is it wooden?
No, it's not wooden, it's steel.
Can I have it inside or would you just keep it outside?
You'd have it inside.
Does it need a lick of paint?
No, it's like a felt. It's a felt material.
Do you kind of sit on it? Would you? Have you ever sat on it?
A few times, yeah. It's pretty comfy.
Interesting. Right, I'm taking the checkbook out. I would love the steel chair.
Good man.
What is it? Because the picture's very blurry. I can't properly see it. I have a glass eye.
It's a lamp. It's a lampshade.
Why the hell would you sit on a lamp?
She's a big lamp.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a good day. See ya.
It's so disappointing.
Oh, I was very close. I will take the steel chair.
It's still in training, this game. We're just kind of feeling it out. Any suggestions, again, as to what we can call it. We can call it Deal or No Done Deal.
Can we not?
It's a really good name, though, isn't it?
Unless we invite Noel Edmonds into the studio.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Just played the game where we have to ring a random ad and try and figure out what they're selling. We're asking for your suggestions and names. Jen, I'll get your opinion on these, Nathan.
Yeah.
Jen says, dial a deal.
I'm just hoping I don't fluff up that.
Ryan, shop or drop?
Oh, I like shop or drop.
Another one, call guess it in five.
See, we're not really sticking to the five questions.
Or guess what or not, name for your game.
See, you've given me so much information there, it's hard to take in.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
What name do you like?
I like Dial a Deal.
Dial a Deal.
Because DD.
Okay. Dial a Deal. Welcome to Dial a Deal.
We'll see. We've Caroline on the line. Caroline, how are you?
Good, thanks. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Caroline.
Caroline, from what I hear, while I was away on Friday, there was an absolute disaster on the show with Nick Kay sat in for me. What happened on Friday?
It's a disaster. The guy that was filling in for you, he was awful.
Yeah, he just kept pressing the buzzer, Graham. Like, Caroline would be answering the question and halfway through her answer, he'd be pressing the buzzer. Then, it's fair to say, Caroline, there's one or two times where you left a big gap and Nick was just staring at me with these strange, dark eyes.
Caroline, can you remember what score you got on Friday?
I think it was like 8 or 9.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a rough one, Caroline.
Okay, well, then, from what I hear, producer Callum said, we got to give you another chance because it was a holy show on Friday.
What if Caroline gets 7 this morning?
Well, then, maybe I'm the problem.
You will.
Caroline, we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can.
Choose nice questions.
Well, look, it's
I've already printed the questions. There is a mushroom soup question in there.
There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. I'll try and do a good, consistent job. Consistency is all we want here on Gotta Get It Wrong. 1 minute on the clock. Wish you the best of luck.
Name a Jackie Chan film.
Hong Kong.
What is Mel Gibson's job?
Singer.
Sing a Linkin Park song.
I don't know. Sorry, I shouldn't
know. Who is the lead singer of Nickelback?
Nicole Scherzinger.
Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Niall Horan.
What's 46 minus 8?
22.
13 plus 23 is 37. True or false?
False.
What is Leo Varadkar's job?
He is a teacher.
Who is the Arsenal manager?
David Beckham.
Who manages the Irish football team? What rhymes with mushroom? How do you spell mushroom?
M-A-S-H-R-O-N.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Pineapple.
Speak Spanish. Oh, okay.
I can see where Nick got confused. You do a lot of
Caroline's thinking. She has to think of her answer. Where are you calling from, Caroline?
Dublin.
Lovely. What are you doing? On your way to work?
Yeah.
What line of work are we in?
A nurse.
Oh, lovely. Caroline the nurse, saving people.
Which hospital are you in?
Vincent's.
Shout out Vincent's this morning.
I dislocated my shoulder twice there. Not actually in the ward, but they fixed it.
In any.
You showed me two numbers there. Okay, here we go. Caroline, now you came on Friday and you got eight. Yeah, we're happy with that.
Yeah.
You got eight. Came on Monday. This was the story of redemption. You feel like you did better.
Yeah.
I can tell you, this Monday, you came on and you got eight.
Oh, Caroline, you're in the book consistent. Oh, you are consistent. The complete opposite.
Yeah, I think that's my lucky number.
I'm going to put it out there. Will we get Caroline on the show tomorrow?
I don't know if you can do any better than that,
like
Caroline.
Yeah. Let's get her on every day this week.
Well, look, Caroline.
Let's see if she can beat Monday's score.
You go top of the leaderboard with a score of eight. Who knows? Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen this week.
We don't know the world.
I can't tell the future, Caroline. You could be winning the €100 on Friday.
I could.
You could. You never know. Stay listening all week, and hopefully, if nobody beats eight, you win the €100. Thanks for playing, Caroline. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Chat to you tomorrow.
So now is your chance. If you think you can beat eight, text or WhatsApp us the word wrong and the details to 087-711-1038.
He's just got a message from Nick Kay. I want an apology on air.
Nick. What do you want from me?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Over the weekend, I did see a clip. And now, I think it may be an old one, but it has resurfaced from First Dates Australia. Now, we know First Dates Ireland is particularly awkward and cringe.
I like the Canadian guy behind the bar with the big beard.
You want a drink? Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
What do you want a drink?
What do you want?
What do you want a drink?
That's my favourite.
Hey, you excited for your date?
But the Australian one didn't expect the Australians to be as awkward and cringe as this. And this encapsulates one of my pet peeves. When I'm out for a group dinner and people start splitting bills, I'm like, if there's eight people, divide the check by eight and everyone's going to be happy. Also, if you're going on a group dinner, we've talked about this before, just bring cash. Just go to the ATM front and bring some cash. It's the easiest
way. You're not a fan of someone using the calculator on the phone trying to figure out. Well, just if they've gotten just a starter and not a main.
Don't come out. Don't come near me.
There we go.
If the calculator comes out, I'm going to the toilet. I'm throwing my money and I'm gone to the toilet for about 10 minutes. This happened in First Dates Australia, and this guy, you know, I'm all up for equality and everything, but split it down the middle 50-50. He wanted to get the calculator out.
Do you want to grab your drinks? And I'll grab the... Let's see. Here we go. I can grab... You want to do like a split with your drinks and stuff?
I'll just like pay for whatever I got.
Cool. Okay, awesome. I'll just pay for what I got.
No, don't just pay for what you got. Just split it down the middle.
She's so cool about it. I'll just pay for whatever. And he's like, no.
But it was his arrogance in the way he was just dealing with the situation. However, when they finally split the bill and she paid for exactly the drinks and food she got, and then he paid for exactly what he got, then he came out with this old chestnut.
Where's my wallet?
That old chestnut. Heard that before.
Yeah. I think my wallet might actually be outside, strangely enough.
What? This is awkward.
Could I just fix that up? I've just got to duck out and grab my wallet.
The worst part of this was he was just staring across at the girl, expecting her to go, do you know what, I'll take it. But she was so angry with the whole exactly.
Yeah, of course.
She was like, no, I know.
Where's he going to go? Just go outside.
Oh, it's the worst clip. It's a surface online. It's easily found.
I've often thought about that, though. If you forgot your wallet in a restaurant, what do you do? I think I've seen too many films and TV shows that you just automatically, I forgot my wallet, right. Hand me the old scrub and brush and let me clean some plates.
I would quite happily go back to the kitchen and do some cleaning if I saved about 80 quid.
Has it ever happened, though? Do you have to do a full shift during the night of washing every single plate in the kitchen?
And do you have to do like minimum wage per hour and like how many hours you work to say if it's €8 for 10 hours if it's the thing is €80?
And what if you really enjoy it? Like at the end you have the tea towel over your shoulder and you're like, see ya, Bobby. Hope the kids are good. I'll see you tomorrow.
Has this ever happened to you? or has it happened in your restaurant? Has someone forgot their wallet, or have you forgot your wallet? And what happens?
Yeah.
What has been your experience? And we got a message in from Rachel. She said, last year, I went for a meal before Coldplay in Croke Park. Went to pay, but realised I forgot my card. Mm. So I had to leave my Coldplay ticket in the restaurant while I ran home. I was so scared they were going to go to the gig while I was searching for my card.
Chloe in Finglas says that most restaurants use dishwashers nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
So she doubts you'd be asked to load and unload the dishwasher.
Fair, good observation. Sonia says, worst first date ever. Guy ordered one dinner and two plates, then proceeded to split the dinner between the two of us. Funnily enough, he was also from Australia.
Oh,
no.
Oh, is it an Australian thing?
I think it is.
Frank and Sword says, lads, happened to me, forgot my wallet. Most stressful experience ever. I had to leave in my phone. I returned home. When I arrived back, the restaurant had closed.
Oh, no.
So I had to call in the next day.
Jen, what happened to you?
Oh, God, yeah. A few weeks ago, myself and my boyfriend were in Barcelona. I just out having a few drinks, thinking, look, Nava, went to get the bill. And then he realised he'd been keeping his bank card in the back of his phone cover.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't there.
Oh.
And I didn't have a bag. We had like 12 euro. And that was it. And the bill was like over 6 euro.
So what did you do?
So we like explained to your man, because like, oh, we weren't going to just leave. So my boyfriend is used to working in shops and stuff. So he knew you could like put in your card details into the machine.
Oh.
So tried to do that. No, wouldn't work. He was like, you need the actual card. We were like, can you transfer it to a bank account or something? He was like, no. So we did have to just leave the 12 euro go.
Did you just run? Did they know you were leaving?
Oh yeah, they knew because we'd explained to them, like, and literally they were like, there's nothing you can do. And we were miles away from the hotel. So it's not as if we could even go back.
And I'm sure you called in the next day and you dropped in the money.
No, because our flight was like first.
Typical excuse. Typical excuse. So, moral of the story is...
run away from bars in Barcelona.
Run away and don't come back. No, don't do that.
Thanks for your call, Jen. Bye-bye.
No problem.
See you, Jen. Bye.
I think we learned a lot there from Jen.
Thank you very much, Jen.
So just have, a quarter of the bill.
There we
get
go.
Away with it.
Carl Vorderman. 12, synopsis Carl
Just
Vorderman.
Just under a quarter.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Good vibes in the studio right now. It would be terrific if we gave away the 1,000 euro.
Good vibes only allowed in this studio, Nathan.
Once you walk into this studio, a good vibe.
We try and do it every single morning. If your date comes out of the birthday bingo drum, you will be winning 1,000 euro. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Marie. We're very good, thanks.
Am I going on the show?
You're on the show. You're on to play birthday bingo. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Marie, this morning's month is August. What date in August is your birthday?
The
8th. Oh, that's a great date.
A great date, isn't it?
Number 8. If it comes out of the birthday bingo drum this morning, 1,000 euro will be yours. Let's go over to Nathan.
Marie, how are you? I'm a big fan. Now tell me this and tell me no more. 1,000 euro, it's a lot of money. What will we spend it on?
I would probably go on a holiday somewhere.
Where would we go?
Oh, maybe Croatia.
Oh, lovely. And who would we go away with?
I don't know, maybe a friend, if they're lucky.
Stunning. Lovely. Well, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, you know it, the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
I will go with the Jackie Cooney
we'll
one.
Go Jackie. Let's go Jackie. Start the week off with Jackie looking for
I'm
the
feeling
eight.
Lucky.
Are you feeling lucky?
I'm feeling lucky this morning, Marie.
I'm feeling lucky.
I don't know
hopefully.
What it is. I don't know if it's the concussion or if it's just the luck in the air, but I'm feeling lucky.
If I'm being honest, I'm feeling a little bit bloated. I think my porridge was going off. But best of luck. Here we go.
Oh, it's a nice one this morning.
It's smooth.
Oh, very smooth. No glitches here. Jackie is doing very well. You have a date. Hopped out.
We are looking for the 8th. Are you feeling confident?
Kind of.
What does that feel like?
This is nerve-wracking.
We are looking for the 8th. I can tell you.
Come on.
Two fat ladies, number 23. Sorry.
It's okay.
23, it doesn't win you the €1,000, but what it does get you, I hope you don't have plans on Saturday, pair of tickets to see Gavin James live in concert at Trinity College. That is going to be an amazing gig, and those tickets are yours this morning for playing Birthday Bingo, Marie.
Thank you so much.
Marie, I'll see you there. I'm going to be there as well.
Unreal. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Marie. Have a great day.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye.
So that is Birthday Bingo. We didn't give away the jackpot this morning, but everybody wins a prize when they come on. It's like an early or late birthday present. We're like an estranged father.
It's like we're Oprah Winfrey. Present for you. Present for you.
We play tomorrow at 8:35.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Undercovers with Nathan.
I think it's fair to say this is the most ambitious news story I'm about to deliver to you. I will be playing 3 clips of audio.
Wait, say that again?
I will be playing 3 clips of audio. Now, that is kind of a lie. I'm just going to be playing 1 clip, but Graham, you're playing the other 2 because you have quicker fingers.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Dogs. Woof. What can I say about dogs? They're magical, loyal creatures. Man's best friend. Would you be a fan of dogs, Graham?
I never had a dog. I was more of a cat person.
You do have a fear of dogs.
I got bit by a dog when I was younger and I have a little bit of a fear of one, but I'm actually slowly getting over it.
Do you remember when my dog, Sheba, jumped up on you and you hid behind the curtains?
I came into the door, opened the door, and Nathan's massive dog jumped over the couch straight for me to hide behind the
door.
We
don't know if it is a dog. It could be a goat for all we know. Has a massive beard and we ordered her online. Now,
it's a chicken.
Dogs, they can do many incredible things. They can herd sheep. You see them on Britain's Got Talent. They can dance around in a circle. Well, this dog called Riley chomps the doggy biscuit for me.
Okay.
Riley, huge fan of Britney Spears. Of course, Britney Spears. She's coming to Dublin 20th of August, 3 Arena. Pitbull will be supporting her. Do you have a ticket of her yet? No?
No ticket? No ticket yet.
Well, look, let's go to Britney Spears' song Toxic, released in 2003. Let's just refresh our memory. Remember, like a screaming banshee in the background. Well, sure, didn't Riley, when he was in a shed, make this noise? Incredible! That is a dog, ladies and gentlemen. A dog. And when you combine the two, this is what happens.
I'm waiting.
There's Riley. Riley at the
that
end.
That is very good.
He has become a viral sensation. Over 60,000 retweets. People are wanting to know, is Riley releasing an album anytime soon? I'd listen to it. Human dog.
I love that.
Yeah.
That was very good. Thanks for that, Nate.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Spin 103.8, Axwell and Grosso, More Than You Know. I was singing that song in the shower this morning and I have no idea why.
That did was it just song. Enter your brain?
Entered my brain. I came out of the shower, I started getting ready, and Claire was in the room. She goes, why are you singing Axwell and Grosso? I was like, I have no clue.
I do find very interesting you have a shower in the morning. Are you ever concerned that you wake your roommates up?
Are you ever concerned that you don't have a shower in the morning?
I have a bubble bath at 3 in the afternoon most days.
I think that's the main concern here.
No,
is that you
I'm
don't
concerned.
You don't shower.
I don't shower.
Look, I've got some Love Island news for you. I've got a good bit of news here.
You're like a squirrel with some nuts.
Sam and Georgia, they recently just left the Love Island villa by mutual consent. They were on Good Morning Britain this morning and they have confirmed that they are officially a couple. Sam asked George out and they're going to move in and live together.
Are we happy?
No, I don't like them as
we're
a couple.
Not, okay, I'll stop applauding.
They're both annoying. Thing is, I really like Sam at the beginning, and then he fell in with Georgia.
He's changed.
I'm Laura Bibe. Also, tonight on Love Island, it is one of the most anticipated nights on Love Island. If you were a fan of it last year, you will know why. It is the lie detector test. Not the love detector test. The lie detector test.
Could you imagine if they ask Danny and Gavin, if they ask...
Jack.
If they ask Jack, do you love Danny or Danny's father? And he's like, no, just Danny. And he just loves Danny Dyer,
but
the father.
Just love Danny, get away with it. Last year we found out that one of the islanders that were in a couple weren't in love with the other one. Oh. And then another islander didn't believe they were a good match. So it's all going to kick off tonight. And in the preview for tonight's episode last night, when Ian Sterling goes, tomorrow night, they asked Josh, would he cheat on Kaz in the outside world? And there's a lot of sweating and Lon, Ooh, and Anne. So it's going to be a good one tonight. And we're into the final week.
Yeah, excited. We're going to be showcasing the very last episode of Love Island. We're hosting the night, 30th of July, South Ann Street, 22. Lovely venue.
It is this night week. Nathan and I will be there. There'll be food from Just Eat. There'll be special Love Island drinks and prizes given away, and a panel as well. We'll be discussing the finale party. It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited about the quiche. I will be bringing a homemade quiche. I'll be honest with you, I didn't actually think it was on a Monday. So I'm thinking I'm going to prepare the quiche on Saturday. I'm going to freeze it and take it out Monday afternoon.
Well, look, you live at home with your parents. You had a lot of spare time recently, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Can you freeze eggs?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And today's a very special day in One Direction's career, in One Direction fans' lives. It is the day, 8 years ago to the day, that One Direction were formed as a group.
I miss those boys so much. They've been on hiatus. I don't care for Zayn anymore because he's badmouthed the boys and I never want to see him again in 1D. I never want to see Zayn again. But I'm hoping that the boys will be returning very soon. Producer Callum, you like creating little games. You've created a game for me.
Well, I do, but I've given it to Graham to sort of hand off to you. But I'm just going to say, if you don't get all three right, you have to hand in your One Direction membership card.
I was thinking, if I don't get all three right just for Jeopardy, will I quit the show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Why not?
We're going to call this Can You Beat It? One beat from a One Direction song is all you're going to get, and you have to give us the answer. How big of a One Direction fan are you? Here we go. This is the first one.
Can I hear it one more time?
I'll let you hear it twice.
I'm gonna go with What Makes You Beautiful.
That's not working. There we go.
Yes. Oh, I was so scared there. Thank you. Happy with that.
So you're not quitting the show.
That was very difficult.
You're not quitting
the show. Actually, was difficult.
Are you ready for the next one? Okay.
Oh, God. It's very tough, dude.
You get it once more. It's the last time you get it.
That doesn't really sound like a 1D song.
I'll give it once more because I feel sorry for you.
Wait, let me... Oh, God.
Okay, think about it.
Get into the zone.
See, there is a song calling out to me, but I don't think you chose it. I'm thinking Midnight Memories, but I...
Is that the song that you think that
I've chosen? What I think. Do it one more time. It's so quick. It doesn't sound like a 1D song. I'm going to have to... It's either Best Song Ever or Midnight Memories. What will I go for? My gut or my heart? I'm going to go for Best Song Ever. If it's Midnight Memories, I swear to God.
Nathan, you're going to kick yourself. Nobody can
drag me down. Ah, here. Nobody. That was difficult. That did not sound like Drag Me Down whatsoever.
It was the song that cleared a kitchen when me and Nathan were in a house party last weekend. One Direction.
I'm upset about that.
To make it 2 out of 3, Nathan, this is the last one. Okay. Can you beat it?
Come on, can we play a bit longer?
This is the game. Can you beat it?
Like, how am I supposed to get
it? I said
that
to Graham, I thought you'd struggle with this one.
It's not a song.
If it helps, it has former UK Prime Minister David Cameron in the music video.
Oh, that's the one they did for Red Nose Day? One Way or Another. One way or another, I'm gonna see ya.
I don't feel too great after that game.
Slightly muted celebrations here in studio.
I don't feel terrific. I don't like the way you had to give me a clue. I'm upset I didn't get one of my favourite songs, Drag Me Down. And I'm upset that you didn't include Little Things.
Look, that is the game. Can you beat it? Not really.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Time to choose.
I believe you have three very strong news stories this morning.
Yeah, I actually don't mind which one you pick. Usually I have a preference, but this morning I don't. Three news headlines. Nathan picks the full story. He wants to hear the headline he wants to hear the full story from, because we've so much stuff on our sheets.
I don't.
We can't get
I have nothing on this sheet.
You've loads, you just never read it.
Just doodled a dog.
Headline number one. Smirnoff out of here. Smirnoff out of here.
Yeah.
Headline number two, Falcon Holidays. Or headline number three, Ran out of townila.
Did you say you were happy with these headlines or the stories?
See, you'd have to know the stories to realise how good headlines these are. Smirnoff out of here, Falcon Holidays, or Ran out of townila.
Are you ever disappointed that I haven't chosen the news story you want me to?
Yes.
And you've just given a weird headline that makes no sense. I'm going to go with the Falcon one, please.
Falcon Holidays. This is a story from the Longford Leader paper.
Oh, I see you have it out there.
The Longford Leader.
It's mouldy.
I get it sent up every single Monday so I can see what's going on in Longford. But they are reporting that there's a falcon on the loose. He's left Longford and he's currently in Dublin. The falcon, who is on the loose, has been spotted in Inchicore, Rathfarnham, and down by the IFSC.
How long would that journey take a falcon there?
Well, the falcon is the fastest animal on the planet.
What about a cheetah?
It can reach...
That's wrong. That's... No.
A falcon can reach speeds of 200 miles per hour when it rushes towards its prey.
Falcons can move that quick.
They can.
How come people don't say you're as fast as a falcon?
Because they can't fly.
All right.
A cheetah is the fastest land animal.
Can a falcon run on the ground?
Can you find out, Callum, how fast a cheetah can run and then how fast...
Can a falcon run on the ground?
It can walk on the ground, but it can't run. Now, this tells me... Yes, Callum?
Interesting. A cheetah can only run 80 to 120 kilometres an hour.
Tell you that.
What about a hare? The tortoise and the hare.
So if you see this falcon, can you please report it to somebody, because he's on the loose. They are carnivores. They are birds of prey, and they're going to be swooping in on little animals around Dublin. But it tells me it's like just a culchie coming up to Dublin from Longford. He's going around looking for a little bit of like property in the south of Dublin, in Inchicore,
yeah,
and Rathfarnham.
And then
he's going to work in the IFSC, maybe in KPMG. You'll see the falcon walking along the Lewis tracks up at the IFSC with a little suit and a briefcase trying to get a job.
Falcon might already have a job. That's why it's moved up here. Yeah. And I would encourage anyone working with the falcon to, you know, treat the falcon well.
Feed it some mice.
We all know what it's like on a first day.
It's very difficult.
Do you remember when Tony joined here and we gave him a live mouse and he ate it in the canteen?
Yeah, he didn't last long, Tony. Have we found any information on hares, please, Callum?
60 kilometres now. I just need to ask, I live near the IFSC. Do I need to worry?
You do have kind of mousy-like features, so
look like a country shrew.
I scuttle up and down the river now and again.
What?
I scuttle up and down the river now and again.
Look out for the falcon. He's on the loose, according to the Longford Leader. Last seen the IFSC. Nathan, thank you for choosing the news. Dennis Lloyd and Nevermind is 9:53 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Oh, brilliant.
A couple of minutes ago, amazing, we were talking about a falcon on the loose in Dublin from Longford.
Oh.
If you do one thing today, this led us on to watching a YouTube compilation, Goose Chasing People, Funny Geese Attack Compilation.
Just scroll to 3 minutes, 40 seconds. There is a young boy lying face down into the dirt and there's a goose on top of its head yanking his hair out.
Goose Chasing People - Funny Geese Attack compilation. Over 1 million views.
It's amazing.
If you're feeling sad because it's Monday, that is good for the soul.
Oh, that felt good to me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.